My name is Lulu Charnot. Okay, about the piece. So the piece is a two projection with three panels, actually. So it's a little bit different from how I usually work, because I work more with actors and narratives and storytelling. But this piece, I find it very hard when people ask me, what is it about? Because it's not so much about something as it just is, in a way. But I can say what made me work on it was actually a photo of three stolen paintings next to a daily newspaper that had a headline about a storm. And there is a practice when you kidnap people and you're asking for a ransom to prove that the person is still alive at a certain point in time, you take a photo with somebody holding up a paper. So I've been fascinating about this way of fixating a point in time and how time appears in relation to media, because what you also see in the film is footage from the printing press that prints the daily papers here in Dakar, but also in Stockholm. And then you also see portraiture that is 100 years old or older, where the person who's portrayed is looking directly at the viewer. And then the third panel is basically skies filmed from morning, the sunrise, until moon, and so on. So there is the way that the planets, the movement of the planets, contain time, and it's the way that daily paper, daily media, is also containing time. In a, you know, the news is never new more than a split of a second, and then it's passing by. But then it's also the way that time is kept within the gaze of a person portrayed 100 years ago. So sometimes when I work with film, it's more a way of trying to get closer to think about things, and in this case it's time. So I've been filming printing press in Stockholm, but also in Geneva and here in Dakar. And then I've been filming in museums. I also filmed here in Ifa and some of the masks, but they are not part of this film now. And I filmed the moon here in Dakar just 2 days ago. So usually I continue to kind of spend time with the imagery that I'm thinking with somehow.